early this year, I think 12 large growers asked for 7 cents a box taxes on processed orange and fresh grapefruit. We got there.
Yes, we did, and as we promised that we were going to take a very in-depth analysis and study it, make sure that we could achieve those results while keeping the Department of Citrus intact and functioning. Through a lot of hard work and self-analyzation and everybody pitching in, looking at the department, ultimately we were able to accomplish that. But we did not want to make an immediate knee-jerk reaction. We wanted to thoroughly assess that we could get there and still serve the growers, as is our mission. So I believe we've accomplished that.
Shannon Shipp's here with you. We'll get her to answer if she wants. This is going to be the lowest grower assessment rate and the lowest budget in many decades, isn't it?
It is in my memory, most certainly. We understand what the challenges are for growers. We understand that the cost of producing citrus has gone up, and we wanted to make sure that we can make as high an impact as we could. We think part of that was creating that tax reduction.
Back to Ellis. Your thoughts on the department's mission going forward?
Well, the one thing that I heard over and over from every grower that I spoke with or reached out to me, they all value the Department of Citrus. Every one of them told me they definitely wanted to see the department stay intact and continue the mission on their behalf. And, you know, most growers are small growers and cannot achieve what collectively together we are much more powerful and strong. And so everybody sees a value in the department, and we feel like currently today, while helping growers with this reduced tax, we can also carry on the critical mission that we need to carry on behalf of the growers.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.